Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everybody. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into something that's seriously impacting all of us. Social media and its effect on our mental well-being. Ever scroll through Instagram feeling like everyone else has their lives perfectly together, while you're just not? Or find yourself comparing your reality to carefully curated online personas? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? We're not alone, and there are ways to build healthy social media habits that actually boost our mental health instead of dragging us down. Now, before anyone hits that unsubscribe button thinking this is another preaky lecture about ditching social media entirely, hear me out. Social media can be a powerful tool for connection, learning, and even inspiration. It's all about finding the sweet spot where it enhances our lives without taking over. So, how do we do that? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy habits. First off, mindfulness is your superpower. Before you reach for your phone, take a moment to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Are you bored, stressed, or just looking for a quick escape? Knowing your motivations helps you make conscious decisions about how you use social media. Instead of mindlessly scrolling when you're feeling down, try journaling, taking a walk, or engaging in an activity that genuinely brings you joy. Remember, your phone shouldn't be the default go-to for managing your emotions. Second, curate your feed like a pro. You wouldn't let just anyone into your inner circle, right? Social media is no different. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or leave you feeling inadequate. Seek out content that inspires, motivates, and uplifts you. Think about it. Are the people you follow contributing positively to your life or just adding noise? Third, set healthy boundaries. Remember those phone-free zones we talked about? It's time to put them into action. Designate specific times for checking social media and stick to them. Maybe it's during your lunch break or after dinner, but avoid the temptation to constantly check notifications throughout the day. Treat social media as a tool, not the center of your universe. Fourth, engage authentically. Don't feel pressured to portray a perfect image online. Share your genuine thoughts and experiences, even the messy ones. Connect with people who value authenticity over superficiality. Remember, real connections are built on shared values and vulnerability, not carefully curated selfies. Finally, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others online, but remember that everyone's journey is unique. Focus on your own progress and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. You're doing great. Think about the last time you felt overwhelmed by social media. Maybe it was after scrolling through endless feeds of seemingly perfect lives, or when you found yourself getting sucked into negative online interactions. How did that make you feel? Now, imagine turning those negative experiences around by applying these 5 key takeaways. You could feel more grounded, less stressed, and more empowered to live your best life, both online and offline. And trust me, I've seen this work firsthand. A while back, I was feeling burnt out from constantly comparing myself to other creators on social media. So, I decided to put these tips into practice and followed accounts that were triggering negative feelings, set boundaries around my screen time, and focused on sharing content that felt authentic and inspiring to me. The result? I felt a huge shift in my mindset. I was happier, more productive, and genuinely connected with my audience on a deeper level. So, what's your next step? Pick one of these 5 takeaways and put it into action today. Start by mindfully checking them before you open the app or try unfollowing just one account that's no longer serving you. Remember, every small change adds up to a big difference. We can make social media work for us, not against us. Let's create an online space that is supportive, inspiring, and truly reflects the amazing people we are. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. Drop a comment on the episode page or tag me on social media. Let's build this community together. Until next time, keep those Stoic principles strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.